This is Jen Roland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post. Finding hope in the midst of pain and uncertainty. Letting go of what we think we want for what will set us free. In times of pain and uncertainty, we look for peace and hope that isn't tied to circumstance. In my current season of undiagnosed health issues, I was immediately drawn to Nicole's message on healing when I heard her speak at the Embolden Summit. With eloquence and wisdom, she clearly communicates where our hope comes from. She says, "We don't have hope because of what we receive. We have hope because of who we receive." To understand more about her story, I ordered her book, From Lost to Found, Giving Up What You Think You Want for What Will Set You Free. In it, Nicole, a licensed marriage and family therapist, shares her own journey with emotional pain as a result of repeated miscarriages. The lessons she learned as a result of her pain are priceless and will resonate with anyone walking through hardship or uncertainty. Like Nicole, I have placed my security in circumstance, my identity in my career, and my significance in what I am able to accomplish. I have run from discomfort and been content with a life I could build on my own, until that life fell apart. Nicole talks about accepting God's invitation to have our fingers pried off what we think we need to receive what He has to offer us, to stop fighting against circumstances and things we can't control, to surrender to God's plan and trust that it and He is good. I needed to hear her words in a season where life felt anything but good. They provided reassurance that my pain would not be wasted, and even though I may never have answers, God would use it as fertile ground to birth clearer vision, freedom from strongholds, and a deeper connection to Him. The things our world values, power, performance, prestige, appearance, wealth, and influence are not what God values. From Lost to Found shows how when we begin to knock down idols in our heart and restore God to His rightful position on the throne of our lives, we find unprecedented joy and an intimate relationship with our Creator. One of my favorite quotes from the book is, "The greatest joy is found when we are drained of all misplaced hope and shallow identities." When hope is tied to who we receive, the fruit of the Spirit in us yields love, joy, and peace that surpasses all understanding. With authenticity and vulnerability, Nicole shares her journey of moving across the country, wrestling with her calling, tackling a scarcity mindset, and surrendering her long-term dreams to discern God's perfect will for her life. Rather than spend our time waiting for what we think we want or need to move forward, Nicole encourages us to embrace what God has for us right here in the middle of our mess. In doing so, Nicole found a life she never expected, one that required her to confront her limitations while resulting in tremendous personal and spiritual growth. Her message is powerful. On the far side of pain we don't prefer, we find transformation we would not trade. I am finding this to be true. I may be less comfortable, but I have gained empathy and compassion for others who are in pain. I am able to relate to them from a place of greater understanding as a result of my own struggles. I may have lost the dreams I once thought would bring fulfillment, but I have found new purpose in using my God-given gifts to serve others. I am filled with a deep sense of love and gratitude that overflows to those around me. My physical health may be declining, but God is making me new on the inside. An attitude of self-sufficiency has been replaced with humility. I'm laying down striving for surrender. While I continue to pray for healing, I am witnessing firsthand how God is using my pain to strengthen my relationships, open doors to ministry opportunities, and draw me closer to Christ. In what ways have you had to give up what you think you wanted for what would set you free? Whenever God takes away, He gives us something better in its place. Perhaps that thing is a living hope in Christ that was once misplaced. Perhaps it's grace and love in the midst of suffering, or renewed strength to weather the storms. Or perhaps it is Jesus Himself. Whatever hardships you're walking through today, trust that God is painting a picture of wholeness and transformation, even if you can't see it yet. Look for beauty and goodness. It is there. Hold tight to the promise that something new will be born in your pain and choose to focus on what you can control. Like Nicole, I think you'll find a love that changes you and a hope that brings healing. Call to action. Because I am such a huge fan of Nicole's book, we're giving away 6 copies of From Lost to Found for free. To enter the giveaway and win your own copy, you'll want to visit the post and do the following. 1, follow Nicole and I on Instagram or Facebook, whichever social media platform you prefer. 2, click the link in my blog to enter the giveaway to win your own copy of From Lost to Found. And lastly, 3, share this post with someone who could benefit from Nicole's book. To share it, you can copy and paste the web address and put it into your own social media platforms, or you could share it using the social media icons at the end of the post. This giveaway will go through today, Friday, March 12th, to Sunday, March 14th at 11:59 p.m. 6 winners will be chosen at random to win a copy of From Lost to Found, and they'll be contacted on Monday, March 15th via the email address they entered for the giveaway. So please visit my post to enter the giveaway and win your copy of From Lost to Found. Here's a little bit about Nicole, the author. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist, writer, and speaker based in the state of Connecticut, where she lives with her husband, 2 boys, and new baby girl. As an old soul who wears her heart proudly on her sleeve, Nicole loves using her words to help others find an enduring peace and joy outside of circumstance. You can learn more about Nicole on her website, which I've linked to in my blog, or follow her on Instagram at Nicole Zazowski. Thank you.